Nita Wilwan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The 9th Annual Salmon Festival was held May 26th and 27th in Prince Rupert, BC. I had an opportunity to talk with Daisy Clayton, one of the leaders of the Gitmakmakai Nishka Dancer Society, who was hosting the event.
This is our 9th annual. From day one, we had decided that as the Nishkas, of course, we had Hobie, and then there was nothing. So it was once a year where we were dancing. And for our kids, it was so important for them to get to know who they were and be proud of who they are. And when we live in an urban area, it's a little bit more difficult than it is when with the kids that actually live in the communities. Because we don't do feasting and stuff, so with our language and everything, so we're singing our songs with our traditional language. So that's what we wanted. We know it was hard for the kids to, there's so much racism, we grew up in it, and you know, and it was really hard to not, for some of the kids to understand who they are, where they belong, to be proud of who they are.
This multicultural event hopes to continue to grow in the future and bring other cultures in as well to share with Indigenous people their heritage.
It's multicultural. Tomorrow we're going to have the Indo-Canadians and the Dragon Dancers. This year, unfortunately, we've had Babine Lee couldn't come and Heisless couldn't come, so we're really missing them. Kitsikutla couldn't come. That's all we wanted, was we wanted to everybody to share songs and, you know, and for the kids, you know, because, you know, the pride is there. You know, you can feel the energy in the air, right? And the pride for the kids to like, oh my, you know, yeah, I belong here. This year we have the Northern Light Dancers are a Tsimshian group from Prince Rupert. We had two Haida groups from Prince Rupert. We had Amagat is Lakwalams, Gitsan Thunder. They're doing the opening for the All Native Tournament, so they came. And tomorrow we're having Luckles Up, and then the Indo-Canadians and the Lion Dancers.
Plans are already starting to get underway for next year's 10th anniversary.
Next year's 10th anniversary. So we're going to get ready for it right after we finish this. And next year we're hoping that the dance groups that couldn't come will be able to come.
What's an Indigenous gathering without food and vendors? The Salmon Festival invites all Indigenous artists to come together to sell their goods, jewelries, and artwork.
When we started, because it is the Salmon Fest was the start of our salmon season. Hobie is the Ulikans, and this is the salmon. So we decided that, hey, well, if it's going to be a salmon festival, then we will, that's where our fish will be. So we have barbecued salmon. We don't charge a whole lot for tables. For them to come here and be able to showcase their art, you know, and for our people to be able to see it and shop. And so next year we're hoping it's going to be bigger with more dance groups and more vendors. I don't know how we're going to fit it in, but you know what? We'll do it.
For the first time this year, students were given the opportunity to bring their drums and learn traditional dances. Organizers of the event had approached the school board and asked students to bring their drums and learn traditional Native dances and culture.
For us in this area, you know, we teach our kids to be proud of who you are, and they know that the choices that they're making are not just affecting them and their immediate family, but they're affecting like us, our dance group. That's our dance family. This was the first year that we did the drum drill with the school kids. We found out that a group was going to come. So one of our dancers, Dana, had gone to the school district and she said, hey, you know what, you bring the kids down and we'll do the, because all the schools own their own drums. And so she said, you know, bring the kids down and we're going to do a drum drill and we'll teach them. And so that was amazing to see them, like the kids. I know when I was standing and they were coming in, you know, some of them were just scared. After a while, you just see the pride in them. You can feel it. They were just enjoying it. And I think the teachers and the assistants that came down with them were really shocked. You know, I don't think any of them really understood what it was going to entail doing the drum drill. We always end our Salmon Fest with the drum drill.
Organizers of the event want to make sure and let people know that this is a family event and they want to make it a safe space for everyone to attend.
It's just, it's an awesome event, alcohol and drug free. You know, we have security to make sure, like, you know, if anyone's under the influence, we ask them to leave. We don't allow them to come in. We want it to be a safe place for our kids to be, right? And so, you know, it's open to everybody, not just First Nations or Indigenous people. It's open to everyone.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.